Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment or a review. It helps us to create more content, and we always welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. In modern times, K-pop has undoubtedly taken the crown for global prominence. In fact, one of our earliest videos was on the emergence of K-pop, and of course, we encourage you to check that out. However, before K-pop was such a phenomenon, J-pop took the role, and in some ways, helped shape later pop sensations in terms of style and presentation. Japanese pop music, often abbreviated as J-pop, is one of the most influential and diverse genres in global music culture. Its origins, evolution, and global impact reflect Japan's broader cultural and technological shifts, mirroring in some ways the country's modern history and making it a fascinating study, and not just for pop fans. The roots of J-pop can be traced back to the 19th century, when Japan, isolated from the rest of the world for centuries, opened its doors to Western influences during the Meiji Restoration, which began in 1868. Traditional Japanese music, deeply influenced by religious and folk traditions, remained popular, but Western music began to make inroads into the country. One of the key turning points occurred in the early 20th century with the advent of Western-style classical music, which introduced new genres such as opera and symphony. The rise of jazz in the 1920s also began to have a profound influence on Japanese musicians, who began blending traditional and Western sounds. The real birth of modern J-pop occurred in post-World War II era. During the 1950s and the 1960s, Japan experienced a significant cultural shift. With a growing middle class, the expansion of television, and a booming economy, all of this created a fertile ground for the development of popular music. The introduction of rock and roll and Western pop in the 1950s marked a pivotal moment. American artists like Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and Bill Haley began influencing Japanese youth, and local musicians started adapting Western music styles. However, it wasn't until the 1960s that Japanese musicians began to create their own distinct pop music. The 1960s saw the rise of group sounds, a genre that blended Western rock and roll with Japanese musical sensibilities. Groups like the Tigers, the Spiders, and the Golden Cups all became household names, and the youth-orientated music scene exploded. This era also saw the rise of the idol culture, where young, attractive performers were marketed to a mass audience, setting the stage for the J-pop idols that would later dominate in the decades. By the 1970s, J-pop began to take a more recognizable form. The influence of Western music was still strong, but Japanese artists were increasingly incorporating local elements, creating a sound that was both globally appealing and distinctly Japanese. A major milestone in J-pop's history came with Kiyoshi Koyama, a jazz producer and DJ who is often credited with shaping the sound of modern J-pop in the 1970s. His work in producing pop idols, particularly through his connection with the famous Johnny & Associates talent agency, began the trend of cultivating and commercializing young stars for mass consumption. Another key figure in the J-pop's golden age was the singer-songwriter Saiko Matsuda, who rose to fame in the 1980s. Her polished image, catchy tunes, and wide appeal made her a key figure in what would later become known as the idol boom. Her success opened the floodgates for countless other idol singers in the 1980s and the 1990s. During this period, Japan experienced a boom in city pop, a genre that fused Western jazz, funk, and soul influences with distinctly Japanese sensibilities. Artists like Anri became icons of this genre, creating music that reflected the optimism of the economic bubble years. The 1990s marked a defining decade for J-pop, as the genre experienced both a global and domestic boom. Several factors contributed to the growth of J-pop during this time. The first was the rise of digital recording technologies, the internet, and music television channels like MTV that allowed Japanese artists to reach a broader audience. With the help of these technologies, J-pop's production values became more polished, and music videos became an integral part of artists' promotional strategies. The second was the idol culture that had been developing for decades finally reached its zenith in the 1990s. Groups like Hikaru Genji and Morning Musume became some of the most popular acts in Japan. These groups were heavily marketed, and their success was closely tied to their television appearances, acting careers, and public persona. The next was the introduction of male idols. So while the 1980s idol scene was primarily dominated by female singers, the 1990s saw the rise of male idols, who gained massive followings. SMAP, for instance, became one of Japan's most successful boy bands, with their music and TV variety shows captivating millions of fans. The final and arguably most important was the export of J-pop globally. It was during the 1990s that J-pop began to be exported to other countries, particularly in East and Southeast Asia. Japanese music became a central component of the Japanese wave of cultural export, which also included anime and video games. The 2000s and 2010s saw J-pop reach new levels of global exposure, particularly as the genre began to overlap with other global music trends and the rise of social media allowed for greater fan engagement. Hikaru Utada was one of the most successful J-pop artists of all times and broke into international markets with her debut album, First Love, which became the best-selling album in Japanese history. Her music incorporated elements of R&B, pop and soul, and her bilingualism, which was English and Japanese, helped her reach both domestic and international audiences. Hikaru and other artists helped shape J-pop in the 2000s, producing chart-topping hits and influencing popular culture. Another critical development in J-pop during the 2000s was the rise of J-rock and the hybridization of genres. Bands like X-Japan and Gazetta began gaining popularity, attracting a more rock-centric fan base. This crossover between rock, pop, and electric music began to define a new generation of artists, blending a wide range of sounds. However, by the 2010s, K-pop has emerged as a dominant force in global music industry, challenging J-pop's regional dominance. However, rather than fading away, J-pop continued to evolve, with the rise of digitally driven music and the increasing popularity of virtual idols like Hatsune Miku, a digital singer powered by the Vocaloid software. Miku, who is a virtual character with a synthesized voice, has captivated a massive global following, showing that J-pop was no longer confined to physical performers. The future of J-pop appears vibrant, and with continuous innovation in how music is produced, consumed, and marketed. Artists are increasingly engaging with international audiences through social media platforms like YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. This global reach, combined with a diverse mix of musical styles, ensures that J-pop will continue to thrive both domestically and internationally. While J-pop may face competition from other Asian pop music scenes like K-pop, it remains a uniquely influential genre in its own right, with a deep cultural and historical significance that resonates with fans around the world. As digital technology continues to shape the music industry, J-pop will undoubtedly continue to evolve, adapting to new trends while holding on to the traditions that have made it a cultural mainstay in Japan and beyond.